Instructional designer at King's College and City University of New York. In the evenings, I do development for a project that I'm doing in a second. And in my spare time, I'm writing a dissertation in philosophy. So all of that really qualifies me to be talking to you about BuddyCrest. How many of you in the room know BuddyCrest, at least somewhat? How many of you consider yourselves devs, just WordPress devs? Okay, good. That gives me an idea of how fast or slow to go here. I'm pretty new to BuddyPress. BuddyPress is pretty new in itself. But let me start off by saying what BuddyPress is. Okay, BuddyPress is a plugin, or really it's a package of plugins, a set of about 8 or 9 plugins that work together to create what's sometimes called Facebook in a box. I think Jane called it that this morning. Yes, they're already up on SlideShare, so if you want to follow along, you can. And by the way, I should say that I was planning to do live stuff on my dev environment until about an hour and a half ago when I realized that my computer wasn't going to work with the projector, so I threw this slideshow together in much haste. So I apologize if it's not stylistically beautiful. So, BuddyPress, a set of plugins that is Facebook in a box. It puts a social networking layer on top of a WordPress installation. Now, it used to be the case, or I guess still technically is the case, that it needs to be a WordPress multi-user installation. But in the trunk of BuddyPress now, in the upcoming version of BuddyPress, that won't be necessary anymore. And obviously, when you move on to BuddyPress 3.0, it will be WordPress 3.0, it'll be a single product. Anyway, so it adds a couple of different things. It adds the ability to make friends. You've got multiple users on your site, they form friendship relations, a little bit like on Facebook. Extended profiles. This is beyond the standard profile stuff that you find in a WordPress installation. Groups. Anybody can form a group on any subject, and the groups have shared forums. They can have a shared blog. They have a shared forum. BBPress is sort of really closely integrated with BuddyPress. This is a nice forum software. And interactive activity streams. This is a little bit like the Facebook news feed, where all of the activity that happens on the site is aggregated to this one spot, and you can comment on each other's activity. Kind of have conversations right there in between. Here's an example. This is a big project I'm working on called CUNY Academic Commons. Now, the CUNY Academic Commons is a site whose purpose is to bring together the myriad faculty, staff, administrators, graduate students at the City University of New York. And to give you a sense of what that means, the City University of New York is 23 campuses all over the City of New York. It's got, depending on how you count students, it's got 300,000, 400,000, 500,000 students. So enormous. And there's a real need to sort of bring people together, especially people doing similar research in different parts of the university. So this site is sort of a social networking platform to bring those people together. BuddyPress, obviously, is a perfect fit for this sort of project because it provides all the basic things you need. So here I've given you just a little snippet of what the site looks like. This is my profile. Full name, you see what the extended profile looks like. Full name, college, titles, academic interests, and this is really where it gets powerful when you have interests that become linkable. If I click on the word philosophy, it does a search of the entire BuddyPress installation and returns all of the people on the installation who also listed philosophy as an interest. So great way for people to connect to each other.
Is this online?
This site kind of did a soft launch, we'll say, in December. So it's online. It's not being used by a ton of people. There's maybe 700 or 800 users right now, which is pretty big, I mean, by certain standards. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about how to get set up with BuddyPress. The nice thing about it is that it is Facebook in a box in the sense that it takes a minute to install or less. You go to the WordPress repo and download it, or you just go to the Add New Plugin section on your WordPress dashboard, one click, and you're really done. But I kind of want to walk through some of the ways that you can take the standard BuddyPress setup that you would get if you simply took it out of its box, and how you can really twist it around to act a little bit differently. I mean, if we look back at this, and you'll see when I show you the standard default templates in a second, at the CUNY Academic Commons, we're hewing relatively closely to the standard default layout of BuddyPress. But you don't have to do that. There are a lot of ways to break it up, make it look less like BuddyPress. That's what I'm going to talk about. So, here's my case study, a rocking website. So let's say that I had a blog. This is all fictitious, of course, but let's say that I had a blog called Heavy Metal is Very, Very Good. And this was a blog that, let's say, I had been keeping for many years, simply for the purpose to sort of express my belief that heavy metal is a very, very good kind of music. You can see some of my blog posts. This is just a standard. You know, I chose a black layout here because heavy metal, right? And so here's a recent post, how long is your hair? Long or very, very long? Here's another post about the movie about the band Anvil. Okay, so I want to bring this website, bring my heavy metal blog into the 21st century by implementing a sort of social networking platform on top of it. I want to have a community where fans of heavy metal can come together and communicate with each other, maybe talk about their favorite guitarist, maybe trade riffs. I don't know. Here's what happens when you install BuddyTrust. This is the default theme for BuddyTrust. And the installation process goes a little bit like this. You flip the switch in the back end, you know, you activate the plugin, and you're required to move a few theme files over. This won't be true in features of BuddyTrust either, but you have to manually move theme files from inside of the plugins folder into your themes folder. And then you activate your theme, and it looks a little bit like this. Now, this theme does not rock. Let's remember what this book was before. Black as black can be. Black as in the soul of Satan himself. Which is really perfect for heavy metal website, I think. BP default, it's got kind of a whimsical feel, and that doesn't really capture the feeling of the music. So let's talk about some ways I'm going to take this default theme, and I'm going to break it apart in some really easy ways to make it reflect the shape of my community a little bit better. Thing number one. I can customize those fields. Let me go back to the Key Academic Commons. Things like full name, that comes standard with an installation of BuddyTrust. But the other sorts of questions that you might ask, the other sorts of fields that you might provide your community members so they can fill in their information, it's going to differ from community to community. So here we have things like academic interest. On my website, I don't care about academic interest. I care about things like, what's your favorite color? Black. What's your favorite shade of black? Midnight. So you can fill in whatever you want. And you've got all sorts of data type options here. You've got drop-down lists. You know, you can have radio buttons. You can have multiple checkboxes. So it's pretty flipped. Let's talk about customizing components. Now, I'm going to go back to this. Sorry about all the moving around. This is a new thing here. There's a variety of components for BuddyTrust. You'll remember at the beginning I said that BuddyTrust is made up of a number of discrete plugins. There's one that aggregates blog activity. There's one that implements the ability to have friends. There's one that implements the ability to have groups. These can be customized in any number of ways. They're called components. And I want to talk a little bit about some of the ways you can customize these components to fit your needs. So the first thing you can do is you can go into the dashboard where there are actually some settings for you to turn things on and off. By default, all this stuff is turned on. This first one says activity stream. So let's say that you have a community of, oh boy, what can I say that won't be extremely offensive? People who are interested in, let's say, a very strange kind of pornography. And they want to have a community to talk to each other, but they want to keep their stuff a little bit private, so you don't want to share everything with every member of the community. You might want to turn off the activity stream in that sort of way, so you don't see that John posted a blog post about dogs or something like that. Okay, so, but these can be switched on and off, which is very, very sort of nice, very easy to do, very, very much at the UI level. Let's say that I don't like some of the more fundamental parts of the component. For instance, the word members. Now, members is the name of one of the components as it comes out of the box. And this is sort of the ability to, the members component helps people to, or it kind of is a, what's the word I'm looking for here? It's an auxiliary component for things like friendships and groups. But I think the word members is totally lame. In a heavy metal community, I want something that is a little bit more awesome. So, here's what I do. In a file that I'll call bpcustom.php, which I will drop into my plugins directory. So, plugins directory, create a file called bpcustom.php. Any function or any command, any line of code that you put into bpcustom.php will automatically be activated whenever BuddyTrust loads. This is a little bit like the functions.php file inside of a theme. This is probably something that you talked about in the last session. I wasn't here because I was making this. So here's what I'm doing inside of bpcustoms.php. I'm defining BP members slug, and the slug is the part of the URL that acts like an argument when BuddyPress parses the URL to try and figure out what page you want to load. So I don't want it to be members, I want it to be headbang. So now I've gone from lame to totally up. Okay. So easy. And I can imagine, I can already, once you have this kind of flexibility, you can start to imagine a lot of different things that you might do outside of the realm of social networking. So the word groups, for instance, sounds very much like something Facebook means. But if you had a, you might change it to something like clubs, have a little bit of a different connotation. You might change it to something like classes. Let's say that you had an educational installation and you wanted to set up courses. Once you can start to change things like that, then the possibilities for BuddyPress really start to expand. Next. All I changed right there was the URL. I changed the slug. But I now need to change that text anywhere that it appears on the website. There's a couple ways to do this. And the first way is just to go in and start editing template files. The problem with this is that these words appear in many, many places. The word members, for instance, appears in many places on the website, and it can be a little bit of a pain in the butt to go through and change each one. And furthermore, if in the future you want to sort of upgrade to a new version of the parent theme, all of those changes could potentially be rewritten, or you'll have to merge it into your child theme. So there's a little bit more of a creative way to do this, and it has to do with creating a custom language file. How many of you have ever been involved in an internationalization of a plugin or a WordPress or something like that? Yeah. So the idea is that you open up a WordPress theme file that's correctly written, you'll see that it'll never have just plain text being echoed to the screen. It'll always be echoed through, I don't know the terminology for that, right? But underscore E, and then it'll have it in for a localization domain. And the purpose of this is so that people who speak other languages, let's say French, can do an automatic translation. They can create a file that will automatically replace all instances of the word blog with brogue, which is French for blog. That's true, actually. So we can take advantage of this internationalization trick by making our own language file that goes through and does all these replacements automatically. That way, we're really future-proofing ourselves and future-proofing our customizations, which is what you always want to do. So, the first step, BuddyPress ships with what's called a pop style. This is a sort of machine-readable version of all of the text being echoed inside of the BuddyPress set of plugins. You wouldn't want to go through each file because there's many, many of them, hundreds of them. So, this is a collection of all of them into one place. I copied that pop file to something in the same folder called buddypress-rock.po, because I'm going to call this custom language that I'm creating rock.
Or should I say rock?
So, and then I go through and I find the things that I want to change. Members, I want to change to headbangers. And you can scroll through and you can change a zillion things in there to whatever you want them to be. That's the first step. The second step is that you've got to go back to bpcustom.php, and you've got to tell BuddyPress to look at that file. And just creating the file in and of itself doesn't do anything. You could have 10 different language files in there, but unless you tell BuddyPress which one you want to load, it's not going to know. So here's what we do in bpcustom.php. First, we define this slug, this constant, btlang, rock. And then we say, if the MO file exists, if the language file exists, then load that particular text domain and call it rock. Members changes to headbangers here and anywhere else in the environment where the word members appeared before. So once again, that seems like quite a few steps, but when you think about how many template files you would have to load and how many changes you would have to make to files that will be updated in the future, this really ends up being a big time saver.
Next.
Next way we want to customize is by using theme. So how many of you were here for the last session? Oh, good. A good number of you. So I don't need to tell you about child and parent theme relationships, which is good because I'm not that smart about it. But Body Press ships with a theme called BPFN Parent. And BPFN Parent stands for Social Networking Parent, but this acts like a sort of skeleton theme for Body Press. So the standard setup that I showed you before with the orange is a combination of two theme directories. One is BPFN Parent, which acts as the parent directory, the parent theme, and the other one is BP Default, which is the child theme. And all that really contains is some CSS to change colors. Most of the actual markup, all the actual markup is contained inside of BPFN Parent. Now, let's talk a little bit about what Body Press themes look like. You've already taken a look at some WordPress themes, and you know what those look like. And the good news is that while Body Press themes are much bigger, they're not really that different in a fundamental way, because they contain all of the same files that BuddyPress, that WordPress theme contains. For instance, you'll see on this list, and this is just part of the list, of course, page.php. This is the same page.php that you have inside of a WordPress template. Sidebar.php. There's an index.php, home.php, and so on. But in addition to those core files, those WordPress files, you also have files to handle all the other parts of BuddyPress that extend the core features of WordPress. So you have an entire folder, for instance, devoted to the profile. And you see I've expanded it here. But these folders, you know, they expand, and some of them go several levels deep. But they work in basically the same way. You have inside of these, did you talk about the post loop in the theme talk? There was a talk earlier today about it. But the post loop is how WordPress sort of is able to iterate through all the posts that you want to show, say, on the front page, on an archive page, and tell you exactly what you want the markup to be. So in the same way that there's post loops in WordPress, there are member loops in BuddyPress, and there are group loops. And it's something like if BP has groups, then let's iterate through them. Okay. Let's talk about how we would make a child theme to improve this extremely lame heavy metal website. I'm going to create a child theme. And the way that I do this is I take the BP default theme, which, like I said, is just really a collection of a few CSS files, and I copy it to a new directory. Now, this should be a total repeat of what you just talked about. There's a couple of key pieces of metadata inside of this file, header data, that need to be changed in order for the system to recognize that you've got a new theme here. The first one is the name. I've changed it to BuddyPress. The second one is template. Colon. That's where you define the parent theme. And in this case, I didn't have to change anything, but you must make sure that you have defined the correct parent theme, otherwise it won't work. And the last thing that I like to do is to uncomment this line at the bottom here. It says, if you can read it, uncomment the following line and add your custom style to __ink_css_custom.css. And the purpose of this is so that you don't have to go digging through all of the files that are already in this theme. You can add all of your custom files, all your customizations of the theme, into the custom.css directory, custom.css file, which is located last, or loaded last in the process. So that's the first step. Then you go make some changes. So here, you see I haven't made very many changes, but you'll notice one word stands out on here, black. Now it's totally awesome. I changed the theme. I changed the font into what I think is a really badass font. I changed some things to red. So you can see that with just a couple lines of code and this child theme structure, you can take what is a very standard-looking BuddyPress site and change it into something that's quite a bit different. You'll also notice I changed. Well, did I change it? Let me see. Oh, I guess I didn't. You can also change the positioning of various sorts of things, but you already know about that too if you know what CSS. Yes. Yeah.
So if you want to take an existing theme, like a StudioPress theme, and, mm-hmm. and BuddyPressify it, is the easiest thing to do is just write a child to the existing theme?
Yeah, but you would have to make sure that you provided all the necessary BuddyPress files in order to do that. There is a little bit of a not with StudioPress, but there. I'm trying to think of what the framework is that Ron Rennick did, that Ron Rennick built a child theme for. A BuddyPress version for. Yeah, the one that he showed off at WordCamp New York. Well, he's been.
He built it off the back.
It was, yeah, that's what it was. It was thematic. But so that exists. It's a buddy press parent theme into which you can plug any thematic theme as a child theme, and it will sort of, that sorts itself out. So I don't think that exists for Studio Press, but it could theoretically. All you would need to do is flush out the parent theme with all the necessary buddy press files, and then you would just operate it like you would any other theme. Well, while we're on the subject of themes, actually, I should mention that the next version, this version of BuddyPress is kind of, is going to be supported as a, this version of the theme is going to be supported as a sort of legacy version. The new one that's coming out with BuddyPress 1.2 later this month will be very streamlined in terms of the JavaScript and in terms of the CSS that's included, so it'll be very nice. And one thing I didn't put up here, but it's the same sort of idea. If you want to actually change some of the markup. So is this something that you talked about during the child theme session? If you want to change something other than just the CSS, let's say I want to change the order in which some of these things on the page appear. That's not something you can do with CSS. You can do it with the markup, though. So you would dig into BPFN parent, find the template that you want to replace, and then copy it over to your child theme, making sure that you keep the directory structure in place. So let's say that I wanted to change the way that the profile page was arranged. I would look for the profile template in the parent theme. In this case, it's index.php. Then I would copy this over to my child theme, making sure to keep the directory structure in place. And by that I mean I would create an empty folder called profile in the child theme, and then I would put the index.php file inside of it. So then when BuddyPress loads theme, it's going to look first inside of the child theme to find any template files, and they will override the template files. And that way you can change the markup, make it look however you want it to look. Plugging. Cool thing about BuddyPress is that it's extensible, and it's getting more extensible all the time. There's a couple tools that make it really easy to build new parts for BuddyPress. The first one I'll talk about is the group extend API. So inside, I didn't take any screenshots of groups. So groups can do, when you form a group in BuddyPress, you can do all sorts of things together. You can have a forum, so a shared discussion board. You can have a shared wall, like a Facebook wall, they call it a wire, but you have a shared activity stream. But let's say, for instance, that you want to have a shared blog, one which is automatically populated with all the members of the group at office. Well, that's not something that's built into BuddyPress, but there has been a plugin published using the group extension API that adds a blog extension to all groups. So by group extension API, what makes this so special is that it only takes one relatively small piece of code in order to add a lot of functionality to all of the groups on your system. It's one class, and all you have to do is register that class, put all of your actual function code inside of the methods, and then plop it into a plugin. Very easy to do. It depends what you plug into it, but the API part of it is very easy. Another tool is the skeleton component. So I was telling you before that components are things like forums and things like blogs, things like groups. The very top level items inside of BuddyPress. You can create a whole new one of these. So for instance, there's a plugin out there that allows you to have events called BuddyPress Events. And it acts a little bit like a calendar plugin, but it's more than that. It's a community calendar. You can add things to different people's calendars and sort of communicate with each other within your group. And that's using the skeleton component. The skeleton is just a plugin that has all the pieces necessary to build a new component with like lorem ipsum. So you can go in and replace it with whatever you need to replace it with. Next, there are the good old-fashioned hooks and filters. So this is either a little bit of a plugin here for BuddyPress that does something extremely cool. And this is just the same as you write a plugin for WordPress. But the idea here is that the hook system and the filter system that BuddyPress uses is very similar in its naming convention. WordPress. If you've got any experience developing plugins for WordPress, then then you'll find Buddy Press very easy to develop for. So this function is called that function, how badass am I? The first thing it does is it loads this global variable b print a whole print from a whole bunch of information about the current page that you're looking at and the current installation of Buddy Press. It's very handy because it often contains data that you'll need in many different kinds of applications. Then it finds the ID, and username, user URL, and then I echo some text. Finally, I add this action every time copying before profile load content. I load this function, and here's what it looks like. Burgess is badass number one at site one site because I'm on my site. So that's pretty cool. And it goes like that. And this is better, the Buddy Press community is pretty small in terms of its developers. And they're extremely responsive to things like requests. If you find a Buddy Press where you want to hook in without hacking core code, then if you submit this to one of the developers, we'll get very, very nice about that. And so it's a cool time to be developing for Buddy Press. Here's a couple resources. And like I said, this is up on SlideShare already. But if you're going to start working on Buddy Press, and if Buddy really wants any customization places to start, the codec for Buddy Press is young and it is incomplete, and it's getting all the time. So that's a good first place to look. If, for instance, you are curious about taking your WordPress theme, that you love, if you retard all the art, want to turn it into a WordPress theme, there's an article about that on the codec. It's pretty good. There are also articles about starting to build your own components, how to start with plugins, start with things. Very helpful. Next, buddypress.org/forum. The Buddy Press community, like I said, is small, but very active and very friendly. BuddyPress.org extend plugins. This is a place on the BuddyPress page that pulls all the plugins from the WordPress repository that are labeled BuddyPress. So it's a one-stop hopping for all of your BuddyPress plugins. No, great question. This is on top of a single blog. So the way that it works is that really what you do when you install BuddyPress, you install it on a single blog. It gets a single blog form, it gets site form site-wide, but it gets associated with a single blog and database. So for the Academic Commons, for instance, I'm blog number one. All of your friendships, all of your groups, all of that kind of core BuddyPress stuff, all other blogs remain untouched. The one exception to that is the bar. So here's bar up here is the top of a WordPress page. I don't know what it's called. I guess the admin bar. This gray bar up here. That's loaded WP footer. And so that happens across all blogs. And what it gives you is a way to have. On the one hand, keep their blog themes exactly how they are, because they're not really touched by BuddyPress, but still to have this full navigation. It's just relays, it's just the top layer, the blog, top of the blog, unless it's installation, unless it's turned off.
And are there widgets so that you could perhaps have some BuddyPress features in a
certain stuff? The widgets are built in. Well, there's quite a few widgets built in, and it's pretty easy to build more than using the API. SWAT activity is filterable based on things like if you only want to see activity that's related to forum posts, or if you only want to see activity only related to GitHub code, related to that post, that's a widget that can be driven on any blog in the system. So, pretty cool. Yeah.
So the themes for Buddy Press are completely separate from the regular WordPress
thing. Well, it depends what you mean by separate.
That's right.
Once you activate a Buddy Press, once you activate Buddy Press on the Buddy Press blog of your system, blog number one, then it's that theme, you have to activate a Buddy Press enabled theme on that blog in order for Buddy Press to work at all. Otherwise, all the buttons that you need to access Buddy Press functions won't exist. So yes, you do have to do that. It's pretty easy to merge it together. All you would do is take all the files that are from the WordPress theme and kind of merge them into the Buddy Press theme. You would take the default Buddy Press theme and merge those WordPress theme files into it. There might be some places where you have to include an extra function or something like that. But the answer is yes. It does take over your blog theme. And so it can take a little bit of theming work to get it to look the right way when you first start off with Buddy Press.
Only the Buddy Press blog.
That's correct.
Can this integrate with Facebook Connect?
Does that mean I can sign me in Twitter? It does integrate with Facebook Connect. I have never really played it for a while, but I know there's a plugin out there that allows you to do it. And I think it will even do things like I'm not sure how good it is about things like finding canonical icons for people. So if it, let's say, gets my friend list from Facebook, if it can find friends who also have identification inside of my WordPress installation, I think it tries. But I don't know how good it is. I don't know about like OAuth. I mean, if that's what you're talking about, yeah. Because I think that just authentication for BuddyPress is just handled by WordPress. So whatever plugin you define for authenticating through OAuth for WordPress should work here too. Yeah.
You said the BuddyPress is in trunk or regular WordPress now?
Yeah.
Is that the 291 or that WordPress?
I mean the Buddy Press in trunk. So Buddy Press right now is at version 1.1.3. Version 1.2 will work with any installation of WordPress, whether or not it's WordPress multi-user. If you want that functionality right now and you're willing to live on the edge, you can get the development version of Buddy Press from BuddyPress.org.
You said when you install the Buddy Press,
it's a bit of a pain in the long run. But this is a new thing. It started with version 1.1, I believe in 1.0, but allowed you to keep your main blog original BuddyPress theme. But that meant that if you wanted to update your theme, let's say you wanted to change something in the WordPress blog, the WordPress theme, and the BuddyPress theme. But now they're the same thing. So it really cuts down on your long and your it can be real changes integrated.
Are there significant changes between 1.1.3 and 1.2 where previously even touched the BuddyPress project? Rather than waiting for 1.2 or if you can start working on that start next and then
Well, the functionality doesn't change very much. The theming will change in the sense that this old theme, BuddyPress BP default, is going to be called BuddyPress Classic. The new BP default is a very streamlined version of this with a little bit of a different architecture in terms of the way the buttons are laid out and menus and stuff like that. So if you are working theming, you should definitely have a look at the 1.2 Ultron theme. Just to see whether you want to use one or whether you want to use BC Classic. In terms of functionality, the BuddyPress team has been extremely good about compatibility. So you're not going to have any problems with things breaking when you upgrade to the 1.2. Yes.
I have a site that has WordPress and BBPress. Is it going to be easy to go to BuddyPress?
Well, that's a complicated question. It's pretty easy. The word form instead of BuddyPress is a little bit wonky. Forums are embedded in groups. So you know how amazing press you can have? The top level is a forum, and underneath that is a topic. And so in BuddyPress, The buddy press is that each group has a forum. And there's no such thing as a forum that does not exist within a group. You can't have forums are forms that are forms from inside of a particular group. So if you have forums that are like this, like let's say like health forum, let's say that forum part that isn't really part of any of your other forums, you would need to first associate it with a group if you want to show up inside of the new installation. And depending on how you have BBPress involved in terms of where your database is located and how your tables are named, you may have to do some merges or some changes to your database before you do the upgrade. But for people who have never done an installation, in order to get BBPress installed, it's literally one button. You press install, and then it's there. So that's called the code file, and it sets up the database table. So that's why I say if you've already got an installation and you use something non-standard for naming the database tables, you may have to do some playing around. But it's really not hard. I had to do it myself on an academic about 2 months ago. And I got really nervous about it, but it went fine. And that's actually something I wrote up on my blog not long ago. I wrote up a description of how the process went. Oh, I don't have it on here. You can get it from my Twitch. I wrote up a long thing about how the process went, upgrading from 1.0 to 1.1, and that was a big part of it. So that might be helpful. Yeah.
Have you seen any good examples of really thriving BuddyPress community?
I would say the most thriving BuddyPress community is on BuddyPress.org. It's fun. A lot of people ask inside of the BuddyPress forums, how do I know this is going to scale? And people get on and say, you're using it right now. You're using it right now. There's tens of thousands of happy users. And in WordPress, if that one's with the same user base as WordPress.org, which has millions of users, right? So that's the number one one, I would say. I know of a lot of places that are using really thriving open communities. The thing about BuddyPress is that it's a very cheap and easy way to start a niche website. And a lot of those aren't open. So I know people, for instance, who are using it for educational purposes, but it may or may not be thriving, but there's no way you can tell because it's often kind of locked off. Only members can access certain parts of it. I know that it's been used commercially in some cases. Not long ago, Volkswagen had a site, I don't even remember what it was for, but it implemented social networking features. It was powered by BuddyPress.
Yeah, I saw that, but it looked like it only had about 30 or 40 members.
Yeah. That's how the commercial thing goes. Yeah, so the answer is I don't really know. The academic commons, I mean, not to toot my own horn, but it actually is a pretty thriving community as far as BuddyPress communities go. And I think that a few months from now, once we start pushing in our campuses, we'll have thousands of users. I know a lot of other BuddyPress communities out there that have that many.
How much admin control?
Not as much as I wish there was. A lot of the admin control over forums is ported in from BuddyPress. So if you need to go in and label a sticky, or if you need to delete or edit forum posts, that's easy to do. The other stuff, things like group membership, is very difficult. So as an admin of an installation, it would be nice for me to go into the back end and add Sally to the group about Metallica. But it's kind of hard to do that. You kind of can't right now without using some custom plugins. But it's getting better. I mean, you're getting better. I think it'll be implemented little by little. So it depends what kind of admin thing you're looking for. I never thought of that. But that wouldn't be it. Because every time, I mean, you have to use a blog in which BuddyPress is installed, because that's where all the social networking things actually happen. Yeah, you can do that. I mean, you can do that. But every time somebody clicked on group, for instance, it would take them to a page that is located on the BuddyPress blog. So if you don't mind those being very separate experiences in terms of themes, then yeah, you can absolutely, yeah, you can absolutely do that. You could and just keep your blog as the main page. Yeah, unless you wanted to incorporate the theme into a buddy press, that's right.
Certain portions
of the device that might be in the body, and what kind of allow you to incorporate it? We can look at it. I mean, if you actually want to sit down and look at it, like after this, we can sit down and look at it. But, I mean, this is the sad truth. The sad truth is that when you first install BuddyPress, it's a pain in the ass. Because, I mean, you have to integrate all of these things and make it look good. So, unfortunately, there's no way around that. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, we got like 5 minutes left. If anyone has a question, otherwise, you don't have to ask.
What is it?
What is
it? 1.2 at the end of the month?
End of the month. That's right. So, I mean, if you're really going to embark on a huge BuddyPress project, then you might do your walk up to wait. You know, set that development version up in a sort of development environment with it, play with it. Well, thanks a lot, guys.
That's supposed to be